It's time to get brutally honest.
We talked about it before, and Jamie said, or you guys already asked this?
Yes.
I think I know where it's going. Fork in the road.
Yeah, fork in the road.
Rock bottom.
Rock bottom, where you move on.
Oh, my goodness.
There it is, Ray. It's been a while.
That's why analysts say, oh, my goodness, because they can't believe what happened.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
I saw a tweet from one of your buddies that was responding to you, and he said, I don't know what you were talking about, but this guy claimed there's guys out there that claim they're associated with a men's league, but they don't even play.
I saw that tweet, too.
There's no league, and he threw in at the end, once a year, there's a tournament.
Yeah, there's a tournament.
On the road.
Tournament in Nashville.
There's not guys that do that.
There is.
Well,
I bet you there
I'll
is.
Guarantee there are. And I respond
if you
by
have
saying,
any stories of that actually happening. I mean, you don't want to sewer yourself if you're that guy. But
that is the pledge you must take. You talk about taking an oath.
You have to give, like, you know, the blood treatment. Like, you got to exchange blood and say, we are blood brothers.
Yeah.
And no one will ever know about this.
It's a secret society, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. Like, blood. You have to stand in front of all of your teammates.
Once a week in the parking lot of the bar, you have to cross-check somebody in the eye and give him stitches to say, huh, got cross-checked tonight.
It's like a seance. Like you all come together. So let me explain what happened,
yeah.
Okay? I don't even know how this came up. I don't remember. Oh, we were talking about the guy in Australia who was playing golf.
Yeah.
And he turned his GPS off so his
exactly, yeah.
So his company didn't know he was playing all those rounds of golf.
Exactly.
And he got ratted out by somebody.
Yeah.
And some podcast listener later that night was like, I just heard the news. Get this. I know a guy who is a part of a rec hockey league team
that doesn't play.
They don't actually play. Like, they're not actually a part of a league, but all of them take a pledge that they won't tell their wives. And they just, instead of going to the rink, they meet at a bar and they drink and they chill out and they watch a game.
They don't even play hockey.
They don't play, but they pack their bags.
Well,
and
that's the thing. That I've heard of a boys' trip. I don't go on that one, but they do go to Phoenix. I have some buddies from St. Albert that go to Phoenix. One buddy doesn't golf, but he packs his golf bag and he just leaves it in the room.
Absolutely.
Well, I heard of a legend in Etobicoke. I think I told you guys this. His wife was getting really pissed off about the golf league. So Wednesday nights, it was like, this guy went and played 9 holes, but he would wheel in, like, I guess at 2 a.m., I don't know. You sit around the pro shop or the golf lounge, and then it goes to a pub.
Yeah.
So he goes, okay, I'm done with the golf league. I've joined a hockey team. This guy, the golfer, said he wheeled into the parking lot of the golf club in Etobicoke. Out of the trunk comes the hockey bag. Inside the bag is the golf clubs. And he's back in the men's league.
That's outstanding.
So the golf clubs are in the hockey bag.
Yeah, it's like, why would the woman care which way he's going? Like, do you think he's going to go play hockey and do anything different?
Well,
like,
exactly.
Like, hockey's some kind of safe haven where you can, like...
There's no bars after hockey.
Like, nobody likes beer. O'clock. Nobody, yeah. Like, come on.
You're still coming home at 2 o'clock in the morning reeking of booze. So...
I want to meet one of these guys so badly, though, because it honestly is a secret society. Do you know how much faith you're putting in every other guy on that team? Because if he has a few drinks one night with his wife...
Well, what about the questions where it's like, how'd you play? How many goals?
Well, you have to have
What about
something.
A team name? Like, you got to get jerseys and everything.
You have to have it all, but that's
it's
what
a
I'm
commitment.
Saying. If one guy slips to his wife, actually, we don't even play. We go to the pub and then...
You're all done.
All dead. You're all done. That Facebook group is going to be just on fire,
wow.
And every single one of you are going down.
I'm trying to remember... I know Ben Scrivens was a part of it and has asked. There's a college fraternity, and I think Brooks Lake or somebody that played for the Leafs in the last couple years was a part of it, where it's a secret society and they don't talk about it. And I can't remember. I know Ben Scrivens was a part of it, and he...
There was the famous one that I've always heard of. First of all, the Illuminati is like the long-standing
right, yeah.
one, and this is the Illuminati of hockey leagues.
Right.
But... there was one, I think it's Yale, wherever the Bush family went to.
Okay.
You always used to hear that the Bushes were a part of some secret crazy society, and they wear masks and walk around like lunatics. And
Is there actually those things out there?
I don't believe they're really out there. You think they're actually out there?
The only one I want to be a part of is the Tom Cruise one in that mansion when that move, that weird movie.
Vanilla Sky? Was that what it was?
No. I think it's the where he was the lawyer. Wasn't that one?
Nicole Kidman was stuff in going on in that house.
Nicole Kidman was in that, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it was a cool looking house.
Okay.
We know the movie. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But there, it happens, and I can't remember. It'll come to me, or a listener will tweet at us and tell us the name of the group. But these fraternities have these secret societies and stuff, and you don't talk about them. But now I don't know what goes on. We never went to college, though. You and I, like, our fraternity was...
Grade 10.
Yours was in Guelph, and mine was in Lethbridge. That's what it was.
Speaking of fraternities, and we got a lot of things to get into here, but did you read the story recently that Mike Pence ratted out his fraternity brothers?
For having a keg.
That is the most gutless story I think I've ever heard.
That's impeachment type stuff.
Yeah, honestly, you should be impeached. I don't know if a VP can be impeached. I guess you can.
Yeah.
But... like, this Robert Mueller needs a whole new investigation. Forget Trump and Russia. What happened with Pence ratting out his fraternity brothers
for having a keg?
For having a keg party. Someone texting him from Edmonton, and I find this hard to believe. He said, "Boys, my wife thinks I only have one season seat for the Oilers." Imagine convincing your wife you only have one seat.
But clearly, who's he bringing? Is he bringing a mistress?
Buddy, no, he said he brings different buddies to 41 games a year.
This guy's a legend.
He is a Hall of Fame. He should go in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That is a GOAT move.
I don't know that's real, though. Like, what do you say,
you know,
honey?
Saying,
see you later. You put your jersey on. Like, you're actually going by yourself?
I guess. I mean, if someone's naive enough to believe you can buy, I guess you can buy one single season ticket.
You can split it with people too, right? Like, you can split a season's tickets with other guys. Like, almost buying shares. That is
that guy's
unreal.
A hero.
Though.
All heroes wear capes. That man is a hero.
Yeah. Eyes Wide Shut was the movie we were looking for. Eyes Wide
Shut. That's the fraternity we got to get involved in.
Anyway, there's a lot to get into from that Leaf game last night. We got a big Thursday night or tonight, Battle of the NFC South. Saints at Falcons. We'll tee that up throughout the afternoon. Mitch Marner in studio around 5:20. And the Leafs, they didn't deserve a point last night, but they got two.
They'll take two.
And over 82 games, sometimes you don't have to explain yourself. What goes around comes around. I thought, again, they were the better team last Saturday in Vancouver, outside of that first period where they were brutal. But the second and third, they steamrolled the Canucks. And I think they walked out of that rink unjustifiably with 0 points on Saturday night. Last night, they walk out with two. You don't have to explain yourself. And Freddie Anderson was unbelievable.
That's one of the best games I've seen him play as a Maple Leaf. Period. And I thought he was brilliant in Game 6 against Washington. I thought he was really strong even down the stretch last year. But from the drop of the puck last night to the end of the game, like, he made some saves in overtime. Like, those were, like, Monahan through the backdoor play. Like, he was dialed in last night.
I listened to our station all day long, and the debate was, or talk was, is he elite? Is he not elite? All you can say is right now, as of right now, in this stretch of play he's had in November leading into December, he's a top five guy in the league.
He's not better than
Bobrovsky, maybe not Vasilevsky.
Based on talent, Price, maybe Quick, Holpe, there's some other
guys.
That's
what I'm saying. But he, right now, in the league, he's in the top five as far as performance and stats and everything.
I don't think anyone has his stats over the past month and a half. The guy was the second star in the league in November.
The only problem is the October drags the numbers down.
That's what I'm saying, though, Jamie. As for right now.
Yeah, if the guy...
his body of work right now, he's a top five guy in the league.
Well,
if he can keep it up, then maybe he tosses himself into a Vezina conversation.
Well, we had
who knows?
We had a Jerry's on that yesterday.
And you guys were all low, I thought. I saw that.
Noodles was high. Noodles was like 75% or something.
And the reason I said that is a couple things. Not just because I got lucky and he stood on his head last night. He's a good goaltender that is going to play for a very good team, and he plays in a market where people get very excited about things very quickly. You know, like, think about it. He's not going to get any more exposure than in the market that he's in. So if he's having a good season, he's going to be propped up on every pedestal.
But we know that can go both ways because the media outside of Toronto hates Toronto so much.
Right.
That I believe it can go against them. Now, we don't have a lot of recent examples of guys right. who would even be in the conversation. And a counter to that would be, hey, Matthews just ran away from the Calder. Right. So what are you really talking about? But I do think it can go both ways.
It can, but if you start talking about this guy as a perennial, for example, the minute that like Mike Pekka was in the league, he was always up for the Selke. I mean, and that's no slight on Mike Pekka, but he's a very good player.
You could throw Pronger, Niedermeyer, and Lidstrom in there, too.
There's always perennial finalists every year. Automatic,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And those guys have earned the right to be there. But the minute that you start to get a little buzz around you, like Bobrovsky now has changed the minds of a lot of people. He wasn't a one-off.
It's like a build-up. Every guy that calls into a radio show and says, oh, what are your thoughts on the Vezina? Well, Bobrovsky's got to be the guy. And that just it keeps going and going. And then when the vote comes, you're like, well, I guess Bobrovsky's got to be the guy.
And if the guy.
There's a build-up to it.
But there's a build-up because they've earned it. And Freddie's on the path to earning it. But I also say that he's going to play on a very good team. Like, playing on a very good team. Braden Holtby played on a very good team the last couple of years that won the President's Trophy. He's a great goaltender. But also, it helps having a bunch of wins and decent numbers
it's a
underneath
big part
your,
of it.
Your belt.
It's a big part of it.
So
I mean, it, regardless of what maybe the stats people or analytical people want to focus on with stats,
right.
a lot of the conventional medium or GMs who are voting on these kind of awards do look at goals against.
Well,
do look at wins. And that should be important.
It should be because you play hockey, you play a sport to win. Like that's the
And it's
thing.
The one position where you can actually single-handedly determine how an outcome is going to factor.
Right.
Like last night, Freddie Anderson won that game basically on his own. Mm-hmm. I know Matthews and Nylander had to score in the shootout, and Riley had to score in regulation.
Right.
But for the most part, you walk out of there, and you can technically win with one puck going past the line
yeah.
on the opponent if a goalie stands on his head all night.
Yeah.
And it could be a shootout in the 15th round. Yeah. You'd have a shutout through 65 minutes and then 17 straight stops on the
Jason
shootout.
Jason Strudwick shooting at 16.
And then finally one guy on his bench gets one passed, and you can single-handedly win. And Myrtle tweeted out after the game, over his last 11 starts, Freddie Anderson over the last 11 starts, 8-2-1, 9.53 save percentage, faced 37 shots on average per game, two shutouts, only 19 goals against.
No, that's what I just said. For right now, his body of work, if you just want to deal with the now,
spectacular.
That's outstanding. It's just like
the only worry that I have, and if this isn't a negativity at all, is like he's facing a lot of shots. He's facing a lot of work.
Oh, he's getting a lot of rubber.
That's got to be cleaned up. That if the Leafs want to be an elite team and be considered as an elite team, you can't have a goalie averaging 37 against.
I talked to a guy one time, Jamie, that was a backup in New Jersey, and Marty Brodeur was injured, and this guy went in there, and they had some fun. They were winning 6-2 and 7-1. Yeah. Marty Brodeur was back the next day. He hopped on the bus and said, I hope you guys have enjoyed this little vacation because this garbage is stopping.
Yeah.
He's like, no more shots against, and it was back to Marty Brodeur, 2-1.
Yeah, and they won, and
That's what Babcock wants. That's what he's looking
for. Listen, he got the Olympic team to win 1-0, 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they won. Like, Carey Price, I against Team Finland, I think Carey Price made a blocker save in overtime on Sammy Salo. He could have played in a lawn chair the whole game, but he made a big save. Like, I look back to that, the Olympics, and Price was outstanding, but the team in front of him was so dialed in and locked down.
Oh, there were games he was walking out of there, 15 shots on net, and 17, was, like know, five scoring chances.
Exactly, but that's, you know, the Leafs, again, you'll take a win.
Well, that's it.
And,
yeah, you don't have to explain yourself once you walk out of the building. I think Calgary should feel good about themselves. They played a really good game.
Played hard.
And, listen, it was a choppy game. The ice looked horrendous, and I know it's been bad for a long time, and people were tweeting that last night, and It looked awful. Like I couldn't believe how choppy the game was.
I don't know if you actually thought that in previous years the Air Canada Centre ice has been very good.
No, I've never thought it was very good.
Toronto, St. Louis, like cold, known as awful ice in the National Hockey League.
Didn't that feel worse than usual last night, though?
It looked worse than usual.
Or looked worse.
It looked like the pucks weren't frozen.
Yeah, like they were bouncing all night.
And I played in St. Louis for 4 years.
Brutal.
The ice was terrible. I can't confirm or deny, but I believe that they put the wrong size, like, coolant part in the rink. Like, they have to turn it, they have to crank it up. I'm sure they fixed it since then, but when we played, I don't know how many times Pronger or McInnes would come off and be like, this is an effing embarrassment of what's going on out here as far as the ice, because it would be slush.
Well, I had a mea culpa last night, because I have chirped that ice in Brooklyn before, and pissed off Islanders fans. I've chirped Panthers fans. That ice was horrendous. And I don't know what they can do, but I know they've got enough money to investigate.
Well, it's so much turnover, though. That's the problem.
I hear you.
When you're throwing those boards on every night after a game, it's like, what are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that there's malpractice.
But they always say Edmonton has the best ice
Edmonton
ever.
Did.
But they have concerts, too. They have stuff going on there.
That's right. That new building's got people pouring through.
And Dan Craig is the ice guru for the league.
Can't you do seminars and teach some other people about what the hell he's doing?
I'm sure.
Something's got to give.
I guarantee you he will be on site. Like, if we noticed it, there's a gentleman named Lou that
who's
probably
calling him up and, like,
said, get your ass down here to figure this out.
Well, I thought it was choppy, but there wasn't a ton of life in the game, but that's where a kid like Matthew Tkachuk makes it interesting. And Leaf fans hate on him today, and if you didn't hear the news, he got a one-game suspension for that.
For being an idiot.
It was stupid. It was so dumb.
And they should have got one game just for being an idiot. He is starting to act like a goof, and that's the one thing you don't want to be known for in the NHL. His dad was known as a hard-nosed guy, never a goof. Like, doing stupid stuff. He's too talented for this stuff. I've talked about this guy for 2 years now. It's like, do you want to be a player or do you want to be a goof? And right now he's being a goof.
I just think that's junior stuff.
Yeah, it's like...
It's something that he's...
Matt Martin said, I hardly felt it. And I'm glad George Perreault said, you're still getting one game for being a goof.
I'm surprised he didn't get more. Like, he just got suspended.
I thought it would have been
two weeks ago.
Because if you're a repeat offender on something of the same nature?
Well, this is worse. The first one was a joke.
The
I didn't understand.
I didn't.
He tapped what's his name on the ass, and then he got a game for it for inciting Witkowski.
But he's the one who incited all that nonsense.
He did, but he barely touched him.
That shouldn't have been a suspension.
Last night, a spear on the bench. That's so stupid, so uncalled for.
I thought it should have been two today, but I'm not going to question George Perreault right now, because I think George has really sent a mandate around. Like, he's going to hammer guys, and it's not hammering with games. You have to still work within the parameters that's laid out for him. But I think he got one game in Detroit for being a goof.
You
want to be an idiot?
I think
here's a game for you.
But
last night should have been a double. So double down, because that was 2 weeks ago. We just were on the phone here.
He's been suspended three times in like 103 games.
I know,
whatever.
He's not gonna. If we had Brian Burke in here right now. I know Brian Burke probably in a candid moment, if he was having a beer with us, would say, I don't want this guy to change one bit. We want him to play with edge. But he's going to grow up at some point, because to Owe's point, he's a good player.
But this would be conflicting for Burke. And I can't speak for him, but Burke was the king of watch what you wish for. The rats are going to come into the game.
Yeah.
I was more concerned last night, quite frankly, about how he was treating the crease and Freddie Anderson as opposed to what he was doing on the bench.
That was a big collision he had with
Freddie. He's lucky that wasn't Carey Price, Robin Leonard, Jonathan Quick, because he would have got 2x4'd right over the face. Like, he ran him a couple of times. If that's Carey Price, Price would have literally used his blocker on his skull.
And
he would have snapped by the second or third time. Freddie kept composed, but
I thought it was a spicy meatball, because that was the same end that Jonathan Quick grabbed his head, and they took him out of the game. And Anderson grabbed his head.
There's been a couple incidents recently where the goalies have grabbed their head and they don't leave the game anymore. I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
I'm all right with that from situation to situational, because there's no guarantee as to, like, the minute you grab your head, okay, you could be checking your mask. You could be just checking the thing, make sure everything's okay. But it was clear that he was fine. He didn't have his bell rung. But as we continue on, if that's in early May, in round one, or round two, I guess,
It's a very different potential scenario.
If you got a spotter that
But I'll say this also about Tkachuk. Again, I didn't like the way he was kind of running Anderson last night, but that can happen. It's a part of the game. You can argue that that's him playing tough. I didn't like the spear on the bench. I don't think that's smart. Cost him a game. But he's an interesting player.
Yeah.
And guys like that are needed sometimes when you have a game like the one we had last night where it felt choppy. There wasn't a lot of flow. The Leafs didn't have a ton of life. And the only thing that made it memorable for me, outside of Anderson's play, he played really well, and we've documented that, was Matthew Tkachuk. So at the very least, the guy makes you notice him. The very least, well, you walk out of a building, you're like, I'm going to watch him play again. Because I might hate him, but I'll hate watch if I have to.
Those
guys make the sport interesting.
He certainly is a pest and tough to play against, but there will be a time where I think, or you hope that maturity takes over and he picks his spots in a lot more smarter way, I guess.
I have a feeling Nebauskas will be returning for playoff analysis.
Really?
Because I think the Sixers might make it to the playoffs.
Right.
The Sixers are currently in a playoff spot, but Philly is sending Okafor, Nick Stauskas, and a second-round pick to Brooklyn for Trevor Booker. That's according to Zach Lowe of ESPN. Brooklyn is brutal. So Stauskas will not be making the playoffs this year.
Well, that stinks, but it's good for us.
Sucks for him, but Nebauskas could be back. Nabil
is going to go to New York now instead of Philly.
Oh, he'll be right into Brooklyn. He's kind of he's a bit of a hipster to begin with.
Oh, he's a big town dude.
Yeah,
Nabil Kareem.
Oh, yeah.
And so is Nick will be enjoying life in the big city.
That's an upgrade. Philly to NYC.
I've lived in Philly for a summer, and I've lived in New York for many years. Philly's gritty.
I'm not a huge Philly guy.
I don't mind it, actually, but New York is New York, let's be honest. Yeah,
there's not much can top New York.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll track Nebauskas, see what Nabil thinks of this.
I wonder if he's rattled or not.
I don't know. I think he's probably secretly pretty happy. He probably wanted his guy to play some playoff games. And Stauskas wasn't playing a lot in Philly, and he's moved around now. He got drafted to Sacramento, traded to Philly. Now he's traded to Brooklyn. TSN NBA analyst Nick Stauskas on his third team.
Quill and Dagger. That's the Cornell version. That's where Scrivens was part of that Quill and Dagger.
Secret Society?
Secret Society.
Okay. Rays coming up. Mitch Marner in studio in the 5 p.m. hour. Day 4 of the Advent calendar next. All right, Grit Grinder later in the hour. We're all going to fight over who's going to take Freddie Anderson. We got some other options league-wide, though.
Yes, you do.
A couple of Canadian teams, man.
Ooh.
Ooh. I watched the second and third of that Oilers game. They are horror awful.
They're not good.
They're legit bad.
It's time now where we could say they're just not a good team.
Legit.
No, they're
horror
better than
awful.
You think. They're better than you
All
think.
Right, Noodles.
You, you can't
guys.
Say that right now.
Noodles,
they're terrible.
They're playing their backup goalie. Their number
get,
one
I get it, but their starter
measure.
Sucks too, so
backup
they're not
goalie
good.
Doesn't have anything to do with scoring two on Philly when they're playing a back-to-back. But that's one game.
Yeah.
But it's more than that, actually. Big
Philly
picture.
Philly didn't play a back-to-back.
They played two nights before in Calgary. Okay, so Brian Elliott, sorry, he was fresh.
No, I know. Listen,
the great Brian Elliott.
They don't look good. I can't defend him. And Ottawa is in tough shape.
All right, we'll get to that later on. Ray's coming up. He's in L.A. calling that game. L.A. again gets a game where they're sitting at home. And the team played the night before in either Anaheim or San Jose.
They'll take it, though.
Of course.
Awesome.
Of course.
For them.
Mitch Marner in studio later this afternoon as well, around 5:20. Day 4 of the Advent calendar in 2 minutes. You are unforgettable. I need to get you alone. Make sure you listen to Overdrive every weekday for the Upper Deck Leafs lineup player of the day. On Friday, come with the names of all 5 players, and you can win a pair of lower poll tickets to the Maple Leafs take on Tampa on January 2nd down at the ACC. The theme this week, former Leafs who played in the state of Florida. Today's Maple Leaf lineup player of the day is Brian McCabe. Brian McCabe is your Maple Leaf lineup player of the day.
He had to be in there. You know.
Had to
friend
be
of the show.
Still lives in Florida. The Upper Deck Leafs lineup is brought to you by Upper Deck Team Triples, available at ZephyrEpic.com. The Series 1 Team Triples are 30% off now until December 14th, available at Toys R Us stores. All right, so Ray's coming up in the 5 p.m. hour. Mitch Marner in studio. Big football game tonight. Grit Grinder later in the hour. We got a lot of things going here.
Grit Grinder.
But it's around 4:30, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
So generally we get to the advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for day four?
Let's do it.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I'm on my f***ing lunch break, okay?
Merry Christmas!
When Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of a**s this side of the nut house.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The time has come for all grit grinders alike to tune into the boys as they spit fire through the mic. That means Noodles and O-Dog and Hayes are your hosts for Overdrive's first annual advent calendar that's grittier than most. We'll have hot takes and lists and friends of the show. So strap on a holiday feed bag and let that boiler grow.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, so here we go. Day four. Yesterday, oh, you missed out on a top three list, the top three nightmares of the holiday season.
And we had some good ones.
We were all over the map. We all had different viewpoints.
Yeah.
I'm taking some heat about the whole hosting stance that I laid on the line.
Stopping chats. I heard that.
I heard it from
wasn't good.
Steph, too.
Yeah. Wasn't good.
Ew.
Well, she's like, I don't save all the bows. I'm like, who saved bows?
Honestly, that's weird, dude. That's weird.
I know.
Like, I'm going to send a note to Steph. And Orest. I got to tell Orest.
No, it's not Orest.
Orest has
it's
to figure
Morena.
It out. Okay. Oh.
They save the
everything.
Bows and the ribbon.
All right. Day four. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
On this, the fourth day of the Overdrive Advent Calendar, I present to you...
Yes, guy!
The Tatman!
Wow! Oh, my God. The Tatman. Yes, guy.
Oh my.
This is this is the greatest surprise we've ever had.
What a reveal. What a reveal.
How's O-Dog doing? Is he squirming?
I'm happy, buddy. You know what? We started together. I'm happy you're on the advent calendar. Yes, guy.
Yes, guy. Well done.
He was worried, though. You were concerned we were going to throw... Like, you gave me the John Ferguson Jr. serious Jeffrey talk right before we got to the tap, man. Where he's like, I'm telling you, if it's John Ferguson Jr.,
he goes, I'm walking out of the building.
I'll be out of here. But it's the opposite of that. Yeah, it's the Tat Man.
It's your favorite.
And we're gonna get to play Yes Guy, No Guy with the original Tat Man.
We're playing Yes Guy, No Guy.
Or Tat Man. Who is the original? Are we the original Yes Guy, No Guy?
Just a minute now. Do we want to do the proper intro or
yes.
Are we just gonna
Hit it.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Yes, guy. No, guy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, I know it doesn't happen very often in this show, but time now for the authentic and original Yes, Guy, No Guy. Go ahead, sir.
Wow. Tatman, Freddie Anderson is going to be a Vezina finalist. Yes, Guy, No Guy.
Oh, Yes, Guy. I thought I was watching Carey Price last night. Are you kidding me? He is zoned in.
I like that. It's a good start. The ball is rolling here. Noodles, do you have a yes guy, no guy you want to throw at the tap, man? You can throw anything at this man. He's heard it all.
Okay. Are you disappointed we use yes guy, no guy on our show?
I think it speaks of... it tells everybody about who you are. Yes, guy, I'm surprised.
Well, how about...
But Tat Man, are you not a little bit happy that we've kind of brought it back from the dead?
Well, like, I don't know about you, but I mean, it's on my show every day, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But if how about
I'm
if
just
we
saying, Tatman, you got to be somewhat jacked up that it's kind of back in action.
And it's made some headway. But actually, what if we just morphed it into Wee-Gi, Non-Gi?
Yeah, we put a French spin on it. Can you take claim to the French version of Yes Guy, No Guy?
Well, they're all registered. I mean, do you want the Italian version?
It's an international saying, man. I've seen people post it on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook.
I've golfed with guys, and when they make a putt, they say, yes, guy, and when they miss a putt, no, guy.
Well, I guess I'll just have to. I've contributed to the universe. I'll just have to sleep with that one.
That is flattering. Exactly. Do you have any yes guy, no guys you want to throw out there, Tapman, or what?
Okay, in the festive spirit, Rudolph, will you guide my sleigh tonight? Freddie Anderson is the Leafs' Rudolph.
Oh, yes guy. He's by far their best player.
I'm
right
going
now.
No guy. I
oh,
think
really?
Austin Matthews is the guy that leads the sled tonight and every night, Tapman.
Wow.
Oh, Doug got a grin on his face, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Listen, did you see that game last night? Have you been watching in the month of November?
Yeah.
When Matthews missed four games and they won all four of them?
Hang on a sec, Noodles.
I'm saying yes, guy, because it even goes back to the night that Austin scored four goals. Freddie wasn't really good, and they lost it 5-4, right? So goaltending is that important for the Leafs. So I'm going with yes, guy.
Let me ask Noodles. How many shots last night? 50?
It wasn't quite 50, but it was
47 for 48 for Frederick.
Have you ever seen a guy make that many saves and look like he could have made another 15 because he wasn't burned out? I mean, he was just so efficient, wasn't he?
He was, and he was dialed in. On nights like that, he probably could have faced 70, and he would have been fine. It just, you could tell he was feeling it. And I was telling Brian and Craig Button off air today that that's the best I've seen him play in a Leafs jersey. And, you know, withstanding a couple other games in the playoffs. But I thought he, just from the drop of the puck, handled the puck well. He was very poised. He looked so efficient in the net. And he didn't get too rattled, considering there was, Tkachuk in his grill a couple times. Like I thought he was terrific. So I said it on air here recently, but I also said off air a little bit more elaborate.
Okay, another yes guy, no guy for all of you. Yes guy, no guy. We'll look back to the swoon before the Western swing as the turning point to this season.
I'm going to say no guy in that because they started 6-1. You know, I think when you consider the way they started, I'm not sure they needed anything to really trigger that next level. They're an inconsistent team. There's some ups and downs, but I'm not sure after you start 6-1, 7-2, beat LA at home the way they did, you really need anything to turn your season around. I mean, it's never really been out of sorts. I'll say no guy on that.
I'm going to go with a no guy, too. And just like the quiz, I'm going to steal the same answer as Brian Hayes.
Thank you, Oh.
So you're just grabbing the... Yeah.
That's also called mailing it in, chat, man. Ever heard of that one? I'm sure you have.
Say, do you have any original stuff, or do you just borrow? Sorry, guy.
Sorry, guy.
I'm going to say...
Guy.
There was a one stretch where it was 5-6 they had lost.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only down part of the season for me where you felt like they were just disjointed. So was that just before? I'm trying to remember if it was that swing or not.
I think it was just before the swing, right?
Yeah.
So there. That might be a yes guy.
I think
maybe
it's
a
yes guy, yeah. It's
maybe a C-gee.
It could be a wee-gee for me.
Or C-senor.
C-senor.
There you go. Yeah, it's a C-senor because that's the only time where I could think where they were kind of really out of sorts. I mean, I know last night I didn't think that there were some guys that needed a shower after the game, but... Freddie Anderson stole two, and they'll take it. It doesn't matter how they win at that point, but they have to have a response.
Okay, one more. This is my last one. No trades in the Maple Leafs Christmas stocking.
I'm going to say no guy, Tapman. Are you talking about before trade deadline?
Yeah.
No guy. They're going to make a trade.
Oh, really? Okay.
I say no guy as well. I believe that they will tinker with the lineup. They've got... lots of resources to do that, and there'll be continue on evaluation of some of the group. If you can add to the depth of the defensive core, if you can add, they've got to make decisions on Komarov, Bozak, JVR. I think there's trades coming down the pike at some point.
Yeah, I'm a relative non-senior on this because I do think they'll make a move at some point, but I don't think it's going to be massive. Like, I don't think Bozak, JVR, Komarov are really going anywhere. They're not trading for some superstar defenseman.
No, but it wasn't...
You know, will they tinker with the lineup?
But wasn't the question just, will they make a trade?
Yes.
I think they're making a trade.
For future considerations, could they potentially? But if we're talking, truly impact, I'm not sure about that, Tapman. I'm not sure.
You know what? They were trending in the direction of, let's just kind of see what this lineup does. And all of a sudden, they came out of the blue and they got Patrick Marleau. So I agree it might not be that big, but you never know.
I just want to clarify, Brian, did you say no, senor, or non-senor?
I think I said non-senor.
Really? Okay.
With a rolled R, just for you, Tapman.
Thank you very much.
Well, we can't thank you enough, buddy. Thank you for doing this.
This is big. This was a highlight of our show
for the year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's it. I miss you guys. Oh, God.
You're welcome whenever you want to join us, Tapman. You know that. Door's always open.
I'll be around next week.
All right, buddy.
Well, thanks, see you at the pint. We'll see you at the pint, right?
You got it. Sunday night, we'll be there.
Okay, take care.
There he is, the Tap Man, Jim Taddy. Yes guy, no guy with the Tap Man.
You don't get, that's the highlight. That's the, that should have been the kicker, the last one.
I had to ask him, though. Like he
trust me, he hates our guts for using yes guy, no guy. Even saying the word yes guy.
He was being somewhat diplomatic, but even... You he gave tell at the end. Voice. He's like, "Yeah, a bit surprised you're using it.
A little
like,
disappointed.
A little disappointed."
Using the language, "I'm a bit surprised," means you guys make me sick.
Yeah, I would stab
that,
you if I
that
could.
That was cryptic for like, I want to crawl through that microphone and stab you in the eye.
I have seen use it during a panel. I saw Tessa hashtag it on an Instagram.
That's right.
Tessa Bonhomme hashtags no guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm with you. I got buddies that drop it.
It is. It's all over.
It's spread like wildfire, and the Tap Man deserves all the credit, but we'll weasel some of the credit.
We'll take some of the
credit. We'll take some of it just to be those guys.
I say all of the credit.
All right. We'll see if Mitch Marner's ever used the term yes guy, no guy.
Or even if he knows what it is.
All right. We'll put him on the spot around 5:20 in studio. Ray's coming up. Big Thursday nighter in the NFL. Lots of NFL news out there as well in terms of what's been going on this week. Overdrive continues. Grit Grinder next.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
All right, time now for the 40-30 Ship My Pants Grit Grinder, brought to you by Ship My Pants. Stop wasting time shopping for pants. Go to shipmypants.com and start shipping today. Like right now. You have to start shipping now. Get on
it. Thinking about it.
You better, Noodles.
I'm doing it. I'm going to ship my pants.
Okay, good man.
Right now.
I'm going to go with a future grit grinder. This weekend, it's got to be Nazem Kadri.
Yeah?
Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid. He has got to be a grit grinder. And if he wants to be the shutdown guy, I know one game's on the road. You might not get the matchup. But he is going to be a key grit grinder in the future. Agreed?
I think it's a big weekend for him. I don't deny that. I think Babcock kind of regrets Matthews playing against Monahan's line last night. He even said it after the game. He was second-guessing himself throughout it, where conventional wisdom would suggest Kadri would get that top line. It didn't happen last night. I feel like Babcock will learn from that mistake, and he'll be up against Crosby, McDavid, as much as he can anyway.
Yeah. He won't be able to do it as much on the road, but at home he should be able to get the matchups he wants.
Toughest weekend of the year in terms of individual battles. If he has Sid and McDavid in back-to-back nights, doesn't get any more difficult than that.
I've got a two-pack.
All right.
Tommy Wilson, local boy.
Yep, good Toronto kid.
2 goals last night. 4 points, 2-2. And Ovi. Ovi had 4 points as well last night. So Washington's starting to round out their game a little bit. They rinsed Chicago. Chicago, obviously, with the Crawford injury, they're struggling a little bit. But 2 Capitals I thought were grit grinders. I'm a big Tom Wilson fan.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Talk about, that's where you hope that Kachuk to get to. No, could get
I think he's got maybe more talent. Well, I think he's got more talent than Kachuk's Tom Wilson.
Kachuk's more talented than Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson's a gray area player, but Wilson still has to learn as well because he got suspended in preseason.
He's been suspended a couple of times, I think.
Get it going.
I'm going to go with a gentleman by the name of John Gorky. Have you heard of John Gorky?
No.
I haven't.
During the Super Bowl last year, when the Patriots were up 28-3, Jeannie Bouchard sent out a tweet.
Yes.
Oh, he doubled back and got another look in?
He was hanging
Gorky
with
was
her
hanging out with Jeannie Bouchard on her couch last night.
She tweeted it, or whatever.
Like, this is one of the great stories of the 21st century. This is a Disney story for adults. I mean, this guy, he took his shot on Twitter and just threw it out there, probably thinking there's no chance she's even going to acknowledge my existence.
Right.
If the Patriots come back and win this, we have to go on a date.
Yeah.
She quote tweets it and goes, "You're on." And Tommy Legend, also known as Thomas Brady, secures this guy a date, which at the time I thought was kind of goofy because it was like Bouchard made sure all the cameras were there and they went to a Nets game.
Right.
But for this guy to circle back and get a second date,
well,
he's working from the inside. You know this guy's putting in time.
He's not a critter, though, either. Like, you take a look at him. He's a handsome kid.
Okay, but Jeannie Bouchard is probably, I would think her DMs are generally vacated.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if this guy
it's
had
a heroic
unibrow
feat to get back there again.
It's honestly worthy of, like, being knighted. This guy should fly to the United Kingdom, and the Queen should put a sword on this guy's shoulder.
It is a legendary
Would you
moment.
Rather win either or your little game there, a major NHL award, or circle back on Jeannie Bouchard and get in there for a second date?
I feel like the major award can that puts you in like genie status.
That's the married guy talk.
It is a married guy. It could vault you into legendary status.
No
if
kidding.
You win a major award.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless it's like the Lady Bing.
You're still.
And I have no interest in the Lady Bing.
Or the Masterton.
That means you persevered. You won that.
I know.
You're a Masterton winner.
I know.
All right, race coming up. Mitch Marner in studio. Does he know what yes guy, no guy is? Has he ever heard of yes guy, no guy?
I say yes.
You're saying yes, yeah. Guy?
No guy.
Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.